Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Walmart.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're in day 17 of the shutdown. The one positive element our sources took out of yesterday's meeting at the White House is that this government funding stalemate needs to get much worse before it gets solved. And that is what began happening yesterday. Democrats were put off when at the beginning of the meeting, the White House did not have the budgetary information ready that they had asked for. Democrats complained that it took 45 minutes for the administration to come up with it. Meanwhile, Republicans say that Vice President Mike Pence simply asked for OMB to dig up more information because Democrats were asking for it. They had to produce information in one day.
The White House sent a letter to the Hill detailing what it wants as part of its government funding bill. The Trump administration is asking for $5.7 billion for a steel barrier, doubling down on a position that Democrats have rejected countless times. Something else that stuck out, the administration is looking for $798 million more dollars for detention beds. Democrats have been trying to slash the bed funding number for years. House Democrats are going to spend time this week passing individual appropriation bills in an attempt to reopen government. Republicans have said they don't intend to reopen government in a piecemeal fashion.
It bears repeating. This is a bit of a phony fight, and it is mostly a political problem at the moment. America has a physical barrier in places, and Congress has funded a physical barrier for years. If you put Republicans and Democrats on truth serum, and we took a step outside the political vortex we're in, lawmakers would concede that there are places that a wall-like structure is needed, and other places where technology would suffice. The wall has become a symbol for both parties. There is no White House meeting scheduled at the moment. By the end of the day, this will be the second longest government shutdown in U.S. history. If it lasts to Saturday, Trump's Washington will be the owner of the longest government shutdown ever.
President Donald Trump told reporters upon landing at the White House from Camp David that he will be building a, quote, steel barrier. It'll be made of steel, it'll be less obtrusive, and it'll be stronger. Trump also said he's considering building the wall as part of a national emergency. He said government workers who are furloughed, quote, want to make sure that we have a strong border.
Here's the latest on the impact of the shutdown. The Washington Post reports that parking lots are half empty and restaurant sales are down. And it's not just in Washington that is facing the impact of federal workers not getting paid. It's being felt across the country. The Post is also reporting that the Trump administration is open to restoring a version of an Obama-era program that allowed children to apply for refugee resettlement in the U.S. if they are from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.
Elise Labbitt in Jerusalem is reporting that National Security Advisor John Bolton on the ground there was trying to calm Israel's nerves about the president's plan to pull out of Syria. The new House Democratic majority is preparing a slew of investigations, including the Trump hotel deal, his taxes, and bringing the administration's cabinet secretaries up to the Hill.
On the 2020 front, Alex Eisenstadt is reporting that the Trump campaign is looking to head off any dissenters in the Republican Party ahead of the Republican National Convention. And the New York Times is reporting that Joe Biden is getting ever closer to running for president and is seen as the front runner if he gets into the race, though there is a demand in the party for a more progressive candidate.
Hazen Marshall and Monica Pop are opening a government affairs and consulting firm, Marshall and Pop. Marshall most recently worked as policy director to Mitch McConnell, and Pop was chief of staff to John Cornyn.
Also, Jeremy Deutsch, the outgoing chief of the House GOP conference, is starting Capital Venture LLC, a strategic consulting and government affairs firm. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. The president will have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With over 2 million Americans suffering from opioid addiction, Walmart is taking action to help communities, limiting certain non-chronic prescriptions to a 7-day supply and requiring e-prescriptions for controlled substances by 2020 to help tackle the crisis and save lives. Learn more at walmart.com/prevention.